Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. This is my audio blog. And today is Tuesday, the 24th of April, 2012. Just wanted to give everyone an update. I did see the doctor this morning. Thanks to my darling wife for arranging an arranging an appointment for me. I think she arranged it three times now, which is not an easy feat, but particularly as it involves talking to receptionists at the local doctor's surgery, which can be a prickly experience. Yes, so thank you for that. Yes, everything's all relatively, everything's all fine. The concern I had, the nightmare scenario of what's wrong with me, doesn't look like that's the case. So that's good. And while it's not really clear exactly what's wrong and causing these aches, it's likely to be something relatively straightforward that will clear up on its own and all that stuff. So, it's all looking good, really. And basically, I just need to keep an eye. And if I get any other symptoms, then I might need to report back. And that might actually give us more of a clue as to what the cause is. So, anyway, it's looking good. Sorry, it doesn't sound very good, does it? I'm not spinning it very well. It's good. It's all good. I don't need to take any medication, any painkillers or anything. It should just all get back to normal on its own, and it should be fine, and that should all be grand. Which is more than can be said for Freeview. I heard a guy called London Backpacker talking about Freeview very briefly, I must say I've had a similar experience. We've had a Freeview box for quite a while attached to our television, and we use it for we've been using it for things like CBeebies and BBC4 and all that sorts of the channels you only get on digital that you don't get on analog. And it's always been fine. And my understanding with the analog switch off and the switch over thing that was happening with the free to air television was that the idea was they were going to switch off the analog signal, and then the digital signals would get boosted and would be even stronger than they were before. So any digital artifacting sort of things that we were getting previously on digital channels would kind of go away, because the signal would be even stronger and everything would be fantastic. But come the big switch off on the 18th, our Freeview signal seems to have degraded, if anything. Similar to what London Backpacker said, doesn't seem to matter how many times I try and update the firmware on the Digibox or download the new guide or retune all the channels manually or automatically. It's rubbish. it's not better. It was supposed to be better. They told us it was going to be better, and it seems to be worse. And I don't get it. I don't understand. Is it just London Backpacker and me that are having this problem, or is it a bigger problem? Do I need a new Digibox? Is my Digibox somehow outdated or worn out? Or do I need to get an aerial engineer to repoint my aerial? I mean, that aerial we got the aerial replaced about 2 years ago, so I don't think it would have shifted. And is it just a coincidence that it got bad following the switch off at Crystal Palace on the 18th of April? I don't get it. I don't know what to do next. And so I've been looking at options, and I can install a satellite dish, whether it's a subscription one or a free to air satellite dish. I can do that. I understand that. And we might even do that to get some European channels, because you can point at the European satellite and get free-to-air television programmes in other languages. So I might do that, but to get... I understand doing that to get German television, for instance, but I don't understand why I would need to do that in order to continue getting British television. What's going on? Is it just a huge conspiracy between the manufacturers of satellite stuff? And, you know, what we'll do is we'll seriously break terrestrial television for the British public, and then they'll all be forced to go out and buy satellite equipment. Is that what it is? I mean, do you need to get planning permission to get a satellite dish installed on your castle? You know, if you've got a grade one listed building, you can't just slap a satellite dish on the outside of it, can you? Surely. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Anyway, that's my rant over for today. Thanks for listening. Any thoughts, responses, etc., would be greatly appreciated. Any experiences you care to share with me or advice would be fantastic. So yeah, good. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.